A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, February 4th, 2016, and this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about diamonds.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
In the mining sector, the mining of diamond be reserved to the state, be a matter for the state alone. We have not received much from the diamond industry at all. Not much by way of earnings. I don't think we have exceeded
$2 billion or so. Because the government should have acted kare. So zvirikuitwa izvi kungopedza nguva, it's not even worth listening. Because the nyaya yaifanonge yakatogadzirwa kudhara. But
I think where they were taught the skills of how to manage our diamond revenues. And in fact, at the time, there was a lot of corruption in Zagala.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged looting of diamond revenue.
President Robert Mugabe has accused foreign diamond mining companies of stealing the country's wealth. Following an announcement that the government will take control of all diamond mines, Mr. Mugabe accused the companies of swindling and smuggling diamonds in an interview with the ZBC TV yesterday.
Mr. Mugabe said, quote, Harare had not received much from the diamond industry at all. He further said Zimbabwe had received only $2 billion from an estimated $15 billion of revenues. But former finance minister in the government of national unity, Mr. Tendai Biti, said Mr. Mugabe was given enough evidence to show that indeed the diamond revenue was being looted, but he chose to ignore it.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
who's your vote? Hunguka Gibbs, nasi tila utinge tishitaura ninyaya ya netsa ya mangoda. Nezuro mtungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe. Vakati nyika inogunaonge yaka birwa. Mari yaka wanda zhukuru ne makamba na ruguchera mangoda kwa marange. Vachitivo vanofunga kuti mari ingadai yaka wanikwa kumangoda ya inoshika $15 billion. Asi mari ya varguti ya kangu wanikwa ni hurumende inoshika yo $2 billion. Asi vabiti varguti vakamboro wabembera kare. Vachudza vamugabe kuti kumangoda zvinhu zvasina kumira zvakanaka kwapindwa nezvipfukuto. Mm-hmm. Asi varguti umbowo wakapa vamugabe havana kuuteerera. Vamugabe wakatobvunza kuti ko munogoda kutaura nyaya yemangoda sei musingataurawo nyaya yeplatinum nezvimwe. Nekudaro vari kuti havasi kushamisika nezvaakuitika iko zvino izvi zvekuti vaakuti ichokwadi kuti pakabiwa mari kumarangi Gibbs.
Ye, zuruka ndava ndingalitona njani lapha likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya. Ye, simzwile ke umongameli khulume sithi okwenzakala emarangi khona ngali kuyamangalisa kakhulu ngoba
kwafana lokuthi igundwani laliseleke lilezambani liyakwazi ukwenzakala nqa ngoba njalo. So ke uthi kwakumele ukuthi iZimbabwe ithole $15 billion ekwembukweni ama-diamond kunangale emarange, kodwa yathola okuyingcosana nje okuyi $2 billion. Siyakhumbula ke kule nkampani eziningi ezama kwamanye amazwe njalo nenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ezazigalaza sibili zithi no, ama-diamonds eZimbabwe ayatshontshwa okumangalisayo. Kodwa ke uhulumende weZimbabwe wazithulela zwi esithi lokhu kwenziwa ke ngabantu abafuna ukuthi kutshintshwe uhulumende khonangale. Kodwa ke uMongameli Mugabe usekhanya esehlabela enye ingoma kwamanje. Simzwile ekhuluma leze-TV lapho esithi imali yonke naleyo ivele yayismaglwa iphume eZimbabwe inxa ingama-diamond kumbe ukuthengiselwana khona ngale kuthwalwe imali ukuthi vele inkemenkeme khona ngale emarange. Kambe zulu kandaba lithini ngakho lokhu njalo nxa kuthi kungalungiswa kungalungiswa njani khonokho? Nakho-ke Foyt njalo.
Yes, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged looting of diamond funds by several companies that are mining diamonds in Marange, that is in Manicaland province. Of course, President Robert Mugabe has put the figure at $15 billion. And his former finance minister, Mr. Biti, said he's surprised that Mr. Mugabe only revealed this yesterday because he had furnished him with enough evidence to show that diamonds were being looted. So the question is, Gibbs, why now? Some say if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats. Is this the case here? Let's go to our panelists. First, we have Mr. Marvin Mudiwa, chairperson of the Marange Development Trust, that is in Manicaland. Mr. Mudiwa, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we are also being joined by independent economic and political analyst, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. This is our suspect. Injan Matita.
Ah, siyaphila mfowethu kunjani?
Kunjani wena?
Uyazama lapho. Hayi,
zalisho, kanti awuyamfundisa isiNdebele.
Ah, mina ngiyabhayiza. Mina ngiyabhayiza.
Ngiyamfundisa ngamnika le answer book. Anto akazithi ukanika omunye umuntu i-answer book, uyabala ngemuva.
Okay, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mudiwa. Now the president is saying diamonds were looted in Marange. What's your take on that?
First and foremost, I'm not surprised by those remarks. If you can remember civil society groups, community, and a lot of people have been questioning why is it that government is always crying about the money that is coming from mining diamonds are not reaching the fiscus. This was a very big question for a long, long time. Up to now, we're still asking why. And there are a lot of illicit dealings in Marange that we have been trying to highlight. Some of those miners, they are scrap metal companies, registered companies elsewhere. They are not miners at all. And how come they, how did they come to get the license to mine diamonds? What criteria was used in awarding those contracts? If you check on DMC, the management, the directors of that company, they are well-known diamond dealers in Mozambique during the diamond rush. And they were surprising that they were also given mining rights in Marange. So it's not surprising because we have been saying this over and over again, and IBT was on record saying we are not getting anything, and no one, nobody took me serious, and now Chinamasa is stealing from the same rule book. You see, these are the challenges that we are facing as a country. I think now, by revoking all the mining licenses for those who are mining, I think it's a positive step towards the right direction now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
We need now to restore and put order and to try to revisit, but there must be extensive consultation from all angles, civil society groups and the communities and geologists and everyone else must be consulted so that we will have to find the way forward.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mudiwa. And let's go to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, 15 billion, according to the president, was allegedly looted, and Zimbabwe's budget is estimated at 4 billion. Why are there no arrests?
Well, in the first place, who told Mugabe that is $15 billion? How does he know? Because if diamonds were looted, it means that the accounting system was under the radar. It was still. So how the hell does this old man know that $15 billion was looted? Look, let me give you the proper names here. We all know that there is not a single MDC mining company that was there. There is no CFU company that was there. There is no ZCTA company. There is no Teachers Union company. There are army companies like Abo Chingadube. There were police companies. He himself, Mugabe, was told that group of Masimire Mwa was receiving bribes to do this and that. He himself said so, and eventually it made a turn around and said it's not true. We know of big names like Robert Mhlanga. We have heard of stories of villas being built in Durban. So what is he talking? What is this that he's talking about that was never known? So it is incredible that a world president of a country who knows the entire history of the diamond smuggling system in Marange is now maybe the proverbial deathbed confession. We know that in African culture, they confess from the deathbed. Mm. But unfortunately, it's too late. The country is too poor to care.
Mm.
Gibbs. Yeah, ngibuyele futhi kubaba Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, nxa sukhangele sibili, pho kungalungiswa njani khonokho ngoba le ingxaba nqozophela. Akukhali lokuthi kuyanga. Kumbe vele kusela ngodiamond.
Ile liqiniso. Akusalungiseki ngoba kaningi amalunga eParliament babehamba khona besalisa ukungena bebhesa bebhetha obhethi mpofu bechinga bekhuma ngakho besithi hatshi lamathi be-MDC ama-MDC hambale kwenze kwenu ngale khathi sesilobuyiya ngokungayenziyo kulezi mali yena ubaba umgabi wezwa ngubani uthi $15 billion. How do we know it's not $60 billion? Ngoba sewatshelwa ngumzukulu wakhe lo uChidakwa babevele bebhazi bona uChidakwa ukuthi uphuma izimali ngoamakhampanis wonke amandayimani ngale akula khampani yemntu ye-MDC wonke babezana oChingadube oRobert Mhlanga bonke izano kwakuchaziwa ofarayo ngavuka zangaboche botshelwa khonokho Kimberley process. How many years did we struggle? We have been for ukuthi vele singangeni Kimberley process abantu kuthiwa khona uhulumende esithi nahashi sifane singene ngoba into zonke zigcekeni liqiniso lelo ubaba lo vele songathi kuwumana lokho.
So Mr. Ngwenya is saying that the president was quite aware of what was going on. He was getting some briefs from a lot of people. So he knows that the diamonds were looted. And now he's just coming out in the open just for the sake of it.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vamudiwa tiri kunzwa kuti hakuna chakanaka zvinhu zvakaita manyama amire nerongo inqaba nqoza kuminda yemangoda uko zviri kufamba sei?
Kuna bata murefu bata mufupi language yamunotidzidzisa zvinhu yes but inini kwandiri ndirofunga kuti community yakutombobhenefita hezvo. No, the only benefit that we have seen since Pakistan the diamond. As it should be created and it's the control that we have to say. Ma Purisa, Mutano Tacho, Varbidoti, Chervakawane, Pamashop, Vanoko Kweza, Avamutan Vatarika, Urango, Mumu community, Kanautungada Road, Great House, Shua, but Vanoko Kweza, Vanoko Kweza, akabatwa patenda business center akanoendeswa naye mumbada akanotike kunorohwa nhengo ake zvechirume akatoparekwa zvekuti upenyu hwake huri mudenja atizivi kuti achapona here mhosva yake ndeyekuti anga ari pamashopu
Tinotenda zvikuru vamudiwa Gibbs, you heard him, he's saying that he's concerned about the human rights abuses. You know, he's saying visitors or villagers being indiscriminately beaten up by the police and sometimes tortured. He cited an example of someone who was severely tortured who is fighting for his life.
That's very sad, yeah.
Indeed. Tine mwe muteereri kuchimani mani va Bonzo makadi. Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kuona sei nyaya yemangoda nezvakataurwa navamugabe zvekuti mari inosvika 15 billion inogona kunge yakabiwa
izvo kungotaura kuti vaitiwa zvaaitaurirwa namudiki aiita nezvemari vakadii kunga vakakunza kumira kunga ipavo nekutivaizivo hava kuti ivo akasina wakablema vaakutotsvaga angoaungotose mukuru ongondiwo wataurawo aanganzi asaite kutaura zvisababa anongotaurawo wese ngoti wataurawo but vari kutaura hazina maturu nezvaava 15 billion kana 15 billion yakaatiziva vaakunge zvavanhu vatavaitora
ndaachida kuti imiwo sevagari vekumanikaland ikoko pane chamuri kuonawo here chachinja nekuwanikwa kwakaita mangoda
takachinja mkoma kuti nenzara vanava vatitatenda uchikoro izvozvo nzara chiikekuzva tiri kutonesa tiritotengesa chibadhu chesadya tinemdeia kubaket echibadhu saka kuna takachinja kampani dzazvinazvo dzavatibatira nacho makurikunemasoda akutoitara vanhu zuva nezvo ukatowanikwa mumashops itori mheri unotourayiwa nekuchinja saka tinongoti vanhu ava vari kumeseti.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bonzo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mr. Bonzo, there, our caller is saying, you know, this is coming a little bit late for Mr. Mugabe, a little bit late in the game. He was told by Mr. BT. Mr. BT was always on record saying, oh, was not well, he did not act. And he's also saying that, you know, he lives around that area and the police are terrorizing them, you know.
Oh, that's something. And he was calling from Chimaniman, right?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Ngwenya, let's face issues head on here. Now, at the end of the day, the president has actually declared that there was a problem in Marange. There was a lot of looting and all those kind of things. So, should Zimbabweans just listen to him and say, okay, there was looting and that's it? Mr. Ngwenya?
And they recovered the money. So,
So I'm saying if these companies were properly registered companies and the records were going out and the Reserve Bank was in control and the Minerals Corporation was in control, why don't they just take the records and see what was the destination? They will claim that because the country was under sanctions, it was necessary to sell the diamonds clandestinely. But that's not the point. Mugabe is not saying the diamonds were exported and they were undervalued. He says they were looted. So there must be records somewhere. Zimbabweans should start an uprising to say we want that $30 billion back into the coffers of the country. If they can't do it, they can get the Scotland Yard or some kind of international agency to investigate and put a trail. There is no diamond that can travel around the world without a trail. That's why we have KTS. That's why we have...
The phone is gone now.
Yes.
But we could hear him, right?
We have another caller, Mr. Shanguro in Nyanyadzi. Makadi.
Ndipo makasimba here.
Aiwa tirina andikurisei kunyanyadzi.
Ah, izuva chete.
Kuri kupisa.
Chaizvo.
Tiudzeyo nhasi nyaya tiri kutaura ndeye mangoda imuri kuonawo sei.
Nyaya yemangoda ini ndiri kuitorere kubve pana 2006 pakabuda mangoda iwayo. Mangoda akacherwa nomunhu wose. Fidelity ichitenga imomo. Vanhu vaitengesa kana makapu, kana mandiro, ichidzadza mandiro iwayo, ichitengeswa ichitengwa ngeFidelity. Kubva ipapo ndopakazoya makambani. Makambani acherawo, akaita madiro. Mapurisa, masoja akauya imomo. Vanhu vakamhanyiswa zvikadini zvose izvozvo. Nzara iri kuita mabasa hakuna kune vari vhiu vagari venhu, havana michini. Zviri kureva here kuti kubva muna 2006 vamugabe vazoona kuti mangoda akabiwa nezuro pavaitaura. Vari kuda kuti tidini nyika.
Hanzika pamwe pada vana vembwa vasvinure musi umwe chete.
Orait, tiri paimbwa ipapo. Kana mwana akaonzwa chigeo, mwana wako waba wonyarara, mwana wako wonyarara waba, wonyarara, mwana waba wonyarara, iwe uri baba. Zviri kureva here kuti iwe watamba pao, ndizve.
Ndoti pada.
Wonai. Saka pane kusafambe zvakanaka kwakaitwepo munyaya yemangoda iwayo. Zvavatiudze chokwadi vanozviziva.
Saka pogadziriswa sei dambudziko iri vashanguro kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vaonewo chouviri nekuti mangoda akawanikwa kuna naBotswana uko vanhu vanotorarama nemangoda yayo. Asi muZimbabwe vanhu vari kundonga svosve nemuromo.
Ndo Petri kuti izvo ivo pavazoona nhasi uno zviri kuvaizvoti ivo pachavo vaifedherera kazvese zvichiitika ivo kuti vanozviziva pavakaisa pamwe pane pavakachengeta kunonzwa vanhu kuti vanoti kudini.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashanguro.
Tatenda
chaizvo. Tichazombokufonerai tichinzwa kuti kunyanyadzi kuri kufamba sei. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Mr. Shanguro is saying he's surprised that Mr. Mugabe is only condemning the actions of these companies only now, after close to a decade, of diamonds being looted. Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Ngwenya. Are you back on the line?
I'm back on the line, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ngwenya. I think you know the concept of patrimonialism, where the army and the governing party always partner to do certain things that are beyond the kind of, you know, comprehension. So in this case, we see that there are some members of the National Army that are believed to be involved in this diamond mining kind of activity in Marange. But at the end of the day, you know, when you have got this kind of teamwork between the state and some security agents, there's a problem. So how can Zimbabwe end that kind of problem?
No, let me just say to the listeners, it is very difficult to break this cycle, this trinity of evil, because all these, gangsters that were involved in the mining, because they are gangsters. If Mugabe is saying that there was looting of diamonds, it means that it was being done by a mafia group. So these are gangsters. So it is if they are being protected by the state, they were being protected by the state, so it is impossible to unravel the mysteries of the diamond smuggling because they were being protected by the state. That was the reason why we have the Reserve Bank, we have the Minerals Mining Corporation, we have the Minister of Mines who was actually registering those mines. So there must be a kind of trail that one can use, the same kind of trail that was used by when they were tricking Abacha's, Sunny Abacha's looting. So if he knows that it's $15 million that was looted, then there must be a trail. They can use the KPS, they can use the Diamond International Agencies. We can be able, this money should be brought back to the country because it belongs to the people of Zimbabwe, and more particularly the people of Marange.
Thank you so much. Let's go back to Mr. Mdiwa. Mr. Mdiwa, we understand there was a lot of pollution that was going on. Tell us briefly, what is the situation like?
Yeah, the situation is still the same. It's like people are being harassed recklessly. You know, it's like the police, when they find people around the shopping center, they're just discriminating, hitting people without even verifying who is who. And we are a bit worried about that situation where we have got a case of Fungai Sudiche, who was picked by a tender business center where he was doing his business. And he was taken to Mbada where he was beaten seriously on his private parts. And it's like in critical condition. We might lose him any time. And that's a very bad situation. And people are being beaten. And there are a lot of syndicates going on in Marange with the police. My suggestion was, if the High Court ruling was to be implemented for the city judge must go back to work and try to put sanity in that mining field.
I had asked you, Mr. Mdiwa.
Since the mining company starts there in Marange, we haven't seen anything that we can point out to say we have achieved this because of the mining. As a country, as in the community, as elsewhere, we would wonder where the money was going to.
I wanted you to address the issue of pollution.
Pollution,
yes.
The issue of water pollution, because now the mining has stopped, the culprit was DMC, who used to pollute our rivers, like Chenye River into Sirizi and then into Sawe. Now it has since stopped because there's no mining activity that is going on, except for the dredgers who are just doing their calls in those rivers. But it is not as bad as it was when the mining was in operation.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, ibuye kuwe ke mnumzana Rejoice Ngwenyana. Siyabona ukuthi-ke nxa sokukhangela-ke ukuthi njengoba umongameli esekhulumile pho kusekumele kulandele kathesi kuyini.
Yawuzithi abantu bezanu vele ukukhuluma kuphela. Antsho ekuqaleni laphana ngithe khona umgabi yena wanikeza igwalo lokuthi ogoti ugobhizi masimiremba wababe senza amadili abo
emadiamonbambambijana Ngwenya, bambambijana, siyabuya kathesi.
Mr. Mdiwa and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here. But of course, there is always good news. The good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, this program will also be on our Facebook page.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.